Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore is on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the St. Arnold Beer Garden, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Thank you, Huntington Bank. Live from St. Arnold's all day long. Opening day. Some questions. All right, quickly, let's run through it. These are the major questions for baseball this year. Will the Dodgers three-peat? Yes or no?
Yes.
I don't think they will. They were an out away from losing the World Series last year. I think they're somehow it's going to be derailed. People don't win three.
And they're not as good this year either. They've actually lost a lot of good players.
No, they didn't.
Oh, wait, they just added better players. My bad. That's my mistake. I don't know how they could possibly win again.
Will the automated ball strike system be a hit or a miss?
A hit. They used it for the first time yesterday.
Yeah, and unfortunately they were doing an interview. By the way, did you know that since 1907, this is the first time that a college manager has taken over a big league team?
Yeah. It was mentioned whenever he got hired.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that, you know, it's happened in basketball. It was actually a big deal when Rick Pitino did it and went to the Celtics. It was a big deal when Steve Spurrier did it and went to the
Brad Stevens.
Went to the Redskins. Of course you had, but you know, those were the early ones. I think he did it before. Did Spurrier do it before Pete Carroll did?
I don't know that.
Steve Spurrier. Yeah.
Yeah, Spurrier.
I think Spurrier did it before Pete Carroll did.
Yeah.
But Pete had already been in the NFL, then went to college and back. So that doesn't really count. Straight college to pros, you know, we saw it when Rick Pitino went to the Celtics and he brought, you know, his high-flying Kentucky style of basketball there. That was considered, a little unusual.
Yeah, but Larry Brown had done it before, and yeah, there had been. This is the first time since 1907.
Yeah. Doesn't happen in baseball.
No, doesn't happen in baseball.
College baseball and pro baseball are two totally different animals.
By the way, that is Tony Vitello, the Giants manager, who came over from the University of Tennessee. Is the lockout threat going to be talked about quite often? I think it's going to be.
I don't think so.
Line.
I mean, your job is to talk about the games going on, and not the impending doom. So we'll talk. We might talk about it some, but I don't think in broadcast they're going to talk about it much. No.
What division?
I don't think so. It's going to happen. I mean, it's 100% going to happen.
What division has had three teams in the playoffs for the last 5 years?
Three teams in the playoffs, four of the last 5 years. Not ours. Let's see. Red Sox. So, AL East.
AL East. That's it.
Is the only one?
Yep. AL East.
Yeah, yeah. Blue Jays, Yankees, and Red Sox.
And, yeah, and before that, Tampa was in it a couple of years. Baltimore was in it. Every single team in that division has been in the playoffs in the last 5 years. The order of finish in the AL West. Go.
The order of AL East finish?
West.
You said or West? Oh, I'm going to go Seattle, Astros, Dodgers. Angels.
Dodgers.
I mean, Seattle, Astros. A's. I'm sorry. A's, Angels. Although, if I'm being real, I would not be 100% shocked if things got a little sideways for the Astros and the A's, maybe made a little bit of a move. They got some good young talent.
You forget the Rangers.
Oh, wait. That's right. I guess I put us three.
I'm going Astros, Mariners.
You don't mean it.
A's. Yes. Astros, Mariners, A's, Rangers, Angels.
I think the Mariners could approach 100 wins this year.
I don't.
I think the Mariners are going to be really good.
Their locker room is falling apart.
Yeah, that's already been squashed. And you know what? The more, you know, it's funny. There was one, you know, one way I kind of thought about it when it originally happened. And then afterwards, you know, it really was kind of horse bleep for Rosarena to make such a big deal. Like, he made a bigger deal out of it that he should have after the game when he's cussing. And he apologized to Cal Raleigh. You know, that's one of those things. You go to Cal Raleigh, you don't do that in a locker room. That is kind of a bullcrap thing that he did. I mean, it's not unusual for a guy to be in a competitive situation, be a certain kind of way. We kind of laughed about it, but the more I thought about it, he really turned it into something. It got way bigger than it should have been because he made too big a deal about it with his response.
Yep. More likely to be fired after the season: Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone, or Joe Espada and Dana Brown?
Ooh, who invented this one? Did you just come up with this?
I just came up with
this. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm gonna say Espada and Brown because I think the Yankees have a better chance of winning their division than the Astros do. And if you don't make the playoffs, I think if both teams didn't make the playoff, I think both of them get cleared out. I don't see how Boone makes it another year. Even if they make the playoffs and go out in the first round, I think Boone is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it
might. How can you keep rolling with Boone?
Do you know how long Cashman's been there?
A long time.
This is his 29th season.
Wait. 29? Brian Cashman's been there 29 years?
Yeah. 29th season.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess so. Who have we talked about a GM for them? Who was a GM before Cashman?
Yeah, he came over, and that's when they went on the run with Roger and them right before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
97. Bob Quinn?
Yeah.
No. Brian Cashman is Bob Watson. Wow, Bob Watson, Harding, Pete Peterson, and Bob Quinn. One-year wonders, all three of them.
Wow.
One year, and then you had Brian Cashman. And that's going back to 19. Bob Quinn was 1988 to 89. Harding Pete Peterson was 1990 to 96. Then Bob Watson was 96 to 97. And then Cashman, 98 to now. Holy crap. I cannot believe it's been that long for Brian Cashman. That makes me feel so old. Wow.
Yeah, 29 years.
Because he was a young GM back then, young, spry GM.
What if they go out? If they go out in the first round, I think they're both done. I think they're both done.
I don't know. I guess so, probably, but I still think Cashman's probably a pretty good GM. I think Boone. I don't know how Boone's made it this long. It's
9 years.
It's
now.
Crazy.
No.
It's so ironic, based on how George Steinbrenner used to be too, where he would just fire people willy nilly, and. You know, Boone has lasted way longer than he would have Steinbrenner. It wouldn't have even been close. George Steinbrenner would have whacked him immediately.
Yeah,
and probably Cashman too.
Yeah, no, he would have been gone by now if George was alive. There's no question. Yep, there's no question. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here. Opening day, Astros win today with Hunter Brown.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question. There's no question. The Astros win.
Yeah, I think Hunter the Astros Brown. Win, but I think it's like – I'm going to go 3-1.
Number of wins by Hunter this year.
Number of wins by Hunter Brown.
Look at that Astros that? Train.
We
that
love Astros our train. Astros in Houston. You hear my train?
Yeah.
All across a Lone Star State.
Woo!
Hey. I got my own train here.
You know what?
We sing it loud.
Dude, we got to play that today. It's opening day.
We do have to play it. play it for AJ.
Dell, nice
job. Tell AJ where to find it.
What?
Tell AJ where to find it.
What do you mean, Dell, nice job?
Tell AJ where to find it. We barely played it last year, and we didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's no real reason to play it.
Well, yeah, let's try to make the playoffs.
Yeah, if we had a Rocket song, we should have played that too, but you didn't.
Go Rockets!
If I had played a Rocket song, they would have been able to not blow a 13-point lead in overtime last
Which
night.
Which is no way to know.
Yeah. You know,
one,
no way to know, no.
And 180. One and 180. Let's get Hayden in here. Is this
Raheel's daughter, Hayden?
Maybe.
Oh, he hung up. It wasn't Raheel's daughter. Okay.
Wow.
Well, you don't know. It's Hayden.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I don't know. Actually,
you don't know?
I'm not in the building. I just said I don't know. I wasn't in the building. I don't know if it was her. I was hoping it was.
Oh my
maybe
God.
Maybe she has some thoughts on the Astros.
I didn't realize this. I'm just now clicking on. I can watch a Texas Children's Hospital of Houston open. The main feed.
It's got to
right
be exhilarating stuff. It's got to be exhilarating.
Yeah. How about that?
Hey, it's one of golf's. They call it a mini major. It's here in Houston.
Is it the sixth major? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what some people are calling it. That.
Mm. It's not the sixth. It's not the
sixth. Oh, it's not the sixth major. Okay, where does it rank? Is it in that the second tier
it's
of golf tournaments?
It's up there. Yeah, it's
you got
well
the
liked.
Majors. And
all
then
jokes
got,
aside, this is a well. It's a well like golf tournament. It's just always the proximity to the Masters. You've had some of the biggest names. Well, a lot of them didn't like. Where was it when there used to be out the Woodlands? A lot of people just didn't like that
Tiger
tournament.
Tiger never playing it because
Tiger wouldn't come is too close. Well, I don't think he liked that course either, by the way. And then also it was, you know, because of its proximity to the Masters, you had people not playing it. There was always some little things here and there. But now that's too bad. They all have PJs now, so they don't have to worry about TSA getting out of here.
While we're talking,
I'd be like legitimately afraid if I were a fan coming in from Iowa
to not be able to get back
or Nebraska or Illinois. I would legitimately be afraid that I'd get stuck in a 4-hour line. That would be a legitimate fear of mine if I'm watching. So now, granted, social media scares you about everything. You see the worst of the worst for everything, so you think that's automatically how life is. But I'm just telling you, those fear videos of the lines, or you can see here the line is wrapped around I-10 and goes all the way to this easy parking. I mean, not I-10, it's Bush, and it goes all the way to easy parking down the you know, by the Jack in the Box near 59. Like, what? How long is this line at Bush? So I wouldn't have even made the trip if I were a Big Ten person. I would have just said,
yeah.
Screw
Why
that,
are you even
guys.
Here?
Let's watch on TV.
Why are you
Let's
even
watch
here?
On TV. And I do hope you guys get caught up in some serious traffic.
The Ooh. Iowa and Nebraska fans?
Yep. I
no,
hope they
care
get
about
in Illinois
either.
Too.
We
Illinois
hope they
too.
Hate their stay here.
Yeah. I don't want them to hate their stay. I'm not sure that the visitors. I'm not sure that organizing a Final Four in Houston when everyone hates their stay is a great thing.
Well, all three Big Ten schools are going to go home disappointed.
Well, I hope you hate your trip back because the TSA lines are long for Big Ten people.
I think Nebraska's playing with foul money at this point, right?
Yeah, they are.
There's like, hey. And
so
Iowa made it a Sweet 16.
Well, so is Iowa.
Yeah, everyone, they'll be disappointed because you want to win. But only Illinois really has anything to really complain about.
Yeah.
To be sad about if they don't make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, Nebraska, you're a football school who's not really a football school anymore.
You're like a volleyball school.
And Iowa, I mean, you beat Florida. That's good enough.
Nebraska's a volleyball school.
It is a volleyball school
now. It is kind of. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We're going to combine here, so we got one segment and then News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now I'm talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. You are out there. You got your car. You want to buy a new one? You don't like this car anymore? If it is in decent shape. I mean, John Clay Wolf ain't buying, you know, $500 cars, $1,000 cars. That's not what he does. You got to have a decent car, all right, worth a few thousand dollars at least. And then John Clay Wolf will give you more. If it's worth a few thousand, right, you want some more for it? Yeah, absolutely, I want some more for it, okay? He's got to be able to turn it around and sell it at auction. But he doesn't care about making that big profit at auction like the other guys do. The other guys don't buy as many cars as he does. So the other guys need to make more profit. So the other guys have to pay you less for your vehicle. John Clay Wolf works in volume. John Clay Wolf buys a bunch of cars, way more than they do. John Clay Wolf does billions in buying and selling, okay? That's what John Clay Wolf does. So he can afford to pay you more and make less when he sells them. It's just economics. And John Clay Wolf has built a huge, huge, huge business here in the United States of America. He's all over the country. And he will continue to, with that same philosophy, paying you more, making less, and just doing volume. And that's what he does. The reason he does volume is because he pays you more. So, if you're going to sell your car, one place that you have to go, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout
this
it loud.
This is John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington our Bank Studios. Sure located at the St. Arnold Beer Garden. Here's from John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Catching hard hit balls on the run. Our infield is solid and steady, making big plays is their thing. Feel a base hit and run, yeah, they're ready.
All you know, I take it back. I'm going to say Astros 1 and Mariners 2.
This music got you there?
I don't want to say I'm that easily influenced, but I'm going to say Astros 1, Mariners 2, Rangers 3. Then A's, and then the Slapnut Angels.
Wow.
Team. I know they're in the same division as the Astros, but I kind of get mad that they literally took Ohtani and Mike Trout. Mike Trout has been great. He might as well be like Ernie Banks. You took this all-time talent. Now, granted, his injuries obviously played a big role. This guy won like back-to-back-to-back MVPs, basically. I think, 3 or 4 years? And what did you do? Nothing. It's like his career. It's like when you've got one of the worst fantasy football teams and they've got, Josh Allen or somebody, in an MVP season, or Lamar Jackson. And it's like, sweet. We're just going to bury him, 2 years ago, Saquon Barkley. Awesome. He gets buried on the worst team. He can't hurt anyone. That's what it was like with Mike Trout and Ohtani. I mean, you had those two monsters and you did nothing. So you get nothing. You get nothing. We're going to be eating at 10 o'clock. We're getting food from here. Guess what the Angels are getting? Nothing. Because they deserve nothing.
That tie-in, what a mind you have.
I'm so excited.
Chicken sandwiches?
I found out. I don't know now. Because
what are you looking at now?
Well, chicken ciabatta sandwich. I already know their butcher. How about this? The pizza. Italian sausage, sliced meatballs, pepperoni, bacon. Of course, mozzarella, hot honey. That pizza and then their mushroom pizza is phenomenal. I've had it a bunch of times. Let's do a Zadik Gem of the Day. We had a Gem of the Day last night happen, and I don't want to discuss what happened afterwards, but here is. Now, you want to talk about hyped. No one got more hyped than these two announcers that you know and love. Here is your Zadik Gem of the Day.
It's the gem of the day, it's the gem of the day. It's Zadik Jewelers' gem of the day. It's
Julius Randle driving, throwing a ball! What a block!
Oh my lord!
What a block! What an incredible block by Albert Shengun to save the Rockets' bacon!
I will say this. I've never seen Alpi get up that. I thought it might have been goaltending. He got
up. Craig almost had a heart attack.
He got up so high. Rewatch that thing. It looks like it might have been coming down. He got up way above the rim and swatted that thing. That was sweet. It was another Kevin Durant blunder late. He does not take care of the ball in late situations. Holy crap. Alpi bailed him out with
if
that block.
If we remember that sequence, they're down by one. They get the away from the play foul. Kevin Durant goes up there and did what all the Rockets did up until, he missed his free throws. He made a free throw to make it 95-95. And you think you're in a perfect spot. Either you win this game or go into overtime with the ball on your best player's fingertips. Instead, he decided to give that thing away mere seconds after touching it on the inbounds. I don't know what it is. it's been going on all year. Of course, we wouldn't focus on it when he was playing other places. He's had point guards in the past that could initiate offense. Has he always been this bad when it comes to handling pressure? I know he has never had, at least from what I remember, this type of role, because he's had a Russell Westbrook or a Steph or even Kyrie or James in
Brooklyn. I don't know if he has been. His numbers were the same. Like, his assist and turnovers are pretty much the same now, before this month. Because I looked at that and I'm like, well, I mean, it's kind of, this is his numbers, his assist and turnovers are pretty level through most of his career. I think now, though, he's really being exposed, especially away from the basket.
But the question is, during crunch time,
what's worse?
It's even worse. Yeah, because he doesn't
have that guy that can get the offense started. He has
There are times where, whether it be through exhaustion or a bad matchup, you'd love to have Kevin Durant off the ball and give it to someone else and let them initiate. But you can't trust any Rocket to dribble, at least not when they're facing pressure. So it becomes Kevin Durant's burden to do it. And if it feels like the kryptonite is, hey, if you bring up someone to set a screen and there's two people on the ball, he's going to throw it away. Maybe going forward, you have to trust him to just beat his man off the dribble and keep extra bodies away from him so he doesn't have to make a decision.
But how long have we been saying this, and how many times does it have to happen? We've been talking about this for over a month now.
This speaks to Ime's problems, at least people's perceived problems of him, and his lack of adjustments when it comes to what this offense is. But I don't know what the answer is other than stop setting screens to try to get Kevin Durant an advantageous matchup and let him try to beat whoever he's got on off the dribble. Like, at the end of the game, because Jaden McDaniels got hurt, the matchup got easier, and then Rudy Gobert somehow recovered from a crossover and blocked the shot. But until proven otherwise, stop bringing guys up into the picture.
Well, and then
he cannot handle it.
And then Alpi did his – he dribbles up around his head. The ball goes that high, and he's spinning and doing all that crap. And, you know, that's the other option, and that ain't good. I mean, he did it. Remember he beat Milwaukee doing it back in November? And, you know, he won a couple of games, and he tried to do it again last night, and it was just, that's the other option. That's it. Either KD throws it away at midcourt, or Alpi just goes in, backing in, and then throws up some crap. Those are the two options?
No, and Amen, late in the overtime, when you're trying to hang on to a lead, Amen shot a three. I never want Amen shooting threes. I'll just be honest with you.
No, that's the other option?
So this team can't dribble, doesn't have dependable outside shooters. That's why Reed Sheppard has a green light, even when he's as bad as he is, because who else are you going to throw the ball to be an outlet?
When Reed's bad now, the one thing you can say about Reed is he won't let off the gas for taking shots. I wish Amen would have never told him he was going to punch him in the face. I'd like Reed to rethink some things every once in a while. I used to think, good, keep firing Reed. You know, you need to shoot with confidence. Now I'm like, damn, he's too confident. He needs to back off when he's not shooting with the crap.
Yeah. I mean, there's no good option. I mean, there's no good options right now. Crunch time. Honestly.
I can't believe, and I was talking about it yesterday, it got me actually flustered on my show, that this team is so poorly constructed that simply removing 230-somethings changes the entire trajectory of a season. Because I was asking the question, is Fred VanVleet the Western Conference version of Tyrese Halliburton? That he is that important to how things work here, that if he's not around, the entire operation falls apart, particularly late in games? Like, the Pacers punted on the year. They knew. We're not going to win anything. Tyrese isn't around. We'll be back. They made a trade. The Rockets didn't. They made a trade around the deadline to be better for next year. They're going to be good to go next year. The importance of some 30-something-year-old point guard who wasn't the full-time starter in Toronto until Kyle Lowry left, this can't be a well-constructed team if simply removing Steven Adams and yes, good players, but bench guys for the most part until Fred came here and became a full-time starter after a couple years of doing it in Toronto. These are above-average guys in the NBA with good roles, like Steven Adams is a good role player. This should not be the reason their offense goes in the tank. This should not be the reason you can't handle late-game situations. Fred VanVleet isn't around. How well constructed are they if this is happening? And it's been happening for 2 months. They have no answer for it.
Well, there is no answer.
They didn't come up with an answer. They just sat on their hands. Again,
yeah, there is no answer.
They just sat on their hands and let and just said, "Oh well, we don't have Fred."
We know that, and they're gonna pay for it. How can they mitigate that moving forward
in this season?
Yeah, well, this is all. I mean, you got to find a way. How can you find a way? Can Ime find a way? What can be done? Do you try to go back to Amen more? Do you have Alpi bring it up more? I don't love Kevin Durant. I'll give Kevin Durant a lot of credit. He's been durable this year. You know, he's played a ton of minutes. He's been durable. He hasn't missed. That was my number one concern, was him missing a bunch of time. That hasn't happened. He's been very durable. But you're asking him to play a lot of minutes and take on more primary ball handling, which, you know, is a stressor, is a physical stressor, a mental stressor. I don't know. I can't think of an answer. I really can't, in terms of getting into the offense. I don't trust Reed Shepard. Reed doesn't trust Reed. That's why he picks the ball up so quick. He can beat people off the dribble, but too many times he gets intimidated and will just pick the ball up and look to get rid of it instead of just working his way out of trouble. I don't know that there's an answer for the ball handling stuff, because the turnover thing, I don't think it's magically going to fix. I think it's going to be just the turnovers plus the lack of dominant rebounding. They're still a better rebounding team than most of the teams they play, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of how Ime could do it, but he knows a lot better than I do about how to fix this, and he hasn't fixed it.
It doesn't feel like he's doing anything either. It's the same crap over and over and over again. It doesn't feel like – I mean, it is. It's the same issues that they face every time, a tight game or blowing a lead. I mean, it just seems like it's just happening over and over and over again. It's just – incredible how many times that they've blown leads. Last night was I thought the Knicks game was ridiculous. Last night was incredible. Up 13.
Now down a let. Now they had a huge comeback too, though. Like, you could argue that it was highly unlikely that they would have ever taken that to overtime.
But they did.
And yet they did. Yeah. They outscored. They had a run of 26-2 against Minnesota. 26-2 run from the end of the fourth quarter into the third. 11-point difference and then a 13-point difference. And it ended up being 26-2, which is your 24-point difference combined. And then after that, they never scored the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't score the last 13 minutes.
Nope,
I mean, last 3 minutes.
No, nothing. Zero. 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 Incredible. Incredible.
Stupid buttholes.
But wow.
We love our
no,
Rockets in Houston.
Astros.
Oh,
I mean,
stupid
Rockets.
Buttholes?
Yeah.
Rockets, you heard of them.
Like a bunch of stupid buttholes.
I don't know that buttholes is a way to describe the team.
Mm. I just don't know what else to say.
Huntington Bank paid for that.
Do you think
that's a weird way to position it?
You know, we don't have to mention them when we are at our low point.
I know.
Well, like, that's a bad way to
would
talk
you like
about
to be judged at your lowest point?
I feel bad for Huntington Bank.
Well, that's right how now they play it. I don't know what else to say. I can't call people dummies all the time, because really they do play like dummies sometimes. They play dumb, sloppy basketball. The fourth quarter, it's about 8.5 minutes. There was a stretch where a Kogi is thrown. He just got it ripped from him. Like, it was a series of terrible mistakes. Reed Shepard had one, KD had one, and a Kogi had one, like back to back to back. And I'm sure Alpi did something dumb at some point in there too. So, and I just kept thinking, they can't win. Like, there's no way they can win doing this stuff. They were down 5 at the time, and I'm thinking, how can they come back when they're this careless with the basketball? It's just impossible.
That's what they do. It's what they do. Breaking it here, talking a little Houston Powder Coaters. I mean, these people from Nebraska and Iowa and Illinois, they're coming down here. And they're going to go, wow, your city looks great. Your downtown looks great. And you know why? In large part because of Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is going around the city, making it look great. powder coating light poles and all kinds of stuff, any metal that we have. They did the gigantic Ferris wheel outside of the what restaurant is that? Anyway, downtown. The gigantic Ferris wheel downtown. They did that. They do, I mean, if it's powder coated in this city, it's pretty much Houston Powder Coaters. It's pretty much what Robin and the great people have started over there. And it's incredible how stuff looks. And especially this. If you buy something metal and it's new, if you're a business, you buy a bunch of tables and you're going to put them outside, okay, get them powder coated first so that they don't look so midway through. I don't know, however old they are, a year or two into it, you're going to have to send them to Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters does it first. You ain't going to have to send it to them maybe forever because they will take the outdoor heat and rain and everything that the weather throws at them because they've been powder coated by Houston Powder Coaters. Nobody does a better job. Nobody does it as efficiently. And, oh, by the way, free pickup and delivery. You're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever it is you have powder coated. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A woman set the world record, Guinness Book of World Records, for most times she could get a ping pong ball out of a martini glass.
Okay.
Using only her mouth.
Okay.
Her mouth. Oof. Okay, thank goodness.
I heard ping pong ball, and I thought you were going to say something about Nuevo Laredo.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God, that was close.
You two filth and flarn.
Oh, we're the problem during News of the Weird. It's our problem assuming that something like that wouldn't be said.
Yeah,
no,
what are you talking
about? With her. Listen.
That's your move. That's your brand.
I saw a guy try it. He couldn't even get that. Her tongue was incredible.
Wow.
Incredible tongue.
Cut that, okay? AJ. Save that.
No, it was like down to below her chin. I mean, this woman.
She's going to win that contest.
She's going to win. No, she did it. She set the world record. How many ping pong balls could you get out of a martini glass?
Zero. I'm not stupid enough to try because somebody will immediately get a camera out.
There's just some things a man shouldn't be filmed doing, and that's one of them.
That's one of them.
Unless you have an OF, and then you do that for cash. But if you're just doing it for fun, don't do it.
Right.
To be shamed later.
Yeah, I don't need to be a meme.
A Washington State.
Dell already memed me yesterday with that dumb Lance's.
Lance had Tourette's?
Lance's Tourette's.
No. That was good. A Washington man has been arrested for the 98th time. 98 arrests. He's got 4 felony convictions, 27 misdemeanors. This time, he stole multiple things from multiple stores and then led cops through a high-speed chase, blowing red lights and whatnot. How many times does it take to finally say that this guy may not be able to handle society?
I think they should let him keep going. However long he needs to spend in jail, let him out. Because can you imagine what will happen when he's booked for the 100th time and instead of actually taking a normal photo, have a piece of paper with 100 written on it, like Wilt?
Yeah, like Wilt.
You got to make this a thing. Like Wilt. Get the piece of paper, 100 written on it, and make that a thing.
You have to celebrate it.
You have to acknowledge it, certainly. So I'm not glad
you can't get to that number if it's bad crimes.
Yeah, I mean, he does have the 4 felonies, right? But still, at some point, you just go, let the man get to 100.
Public intoxication.
Well, he's kicking it up a notch. Deputies say they found thousands of dollars worth of stolen merchandise from numerous businesses inside. And he had a custom bong device built into the dashboard of the truck so he could comfortably smoke drugs while driving.
Have you ever just been to a Target and somebody just opens a door and gets out to go inside? I would say 75% of the cars in Houston that open their door smell like weed now.
So custom. So did he? Do we know if he built it himself, or did he have to go someplace and custom. He had to explain?
Custom means somebody else did it.
So he had to explain to someone, "This is what I want," and they're like, "Okay, we'll get that done for you."
He probably taped it to the dashboard.
That's what I think. I think he did it himself.
Yeah, he did it himself.
You think that's how he custom?
Where do you go to get that done?
Oh, that's true. This guy's got that many arrests. He's probably not putting.
Oh no, he ain't. Well, on top of, they found meth, heroin, and fentanyl. So he's, you know what?
Well,
he's a five-tool player.
He may not get to 100.
Yeah, there may
he's
be a reason.
He's a five-tool player, that's for sure.
Yeah, he may not get to 100.
I'm hoping he does, though. I like to see him be able to mark that occasion. Historic stuff. How old is he? Is he an old man? Because if he's not, he may get to 200.
We'll see. Hopefully he gets his shot for 100. You want to see the paper with 100 written on it.
I think whichever police department, sheriff department, whatever it is, whatever law enforcement agency arrest him for the 100th time, they should make note of it.
You guys want the fentanyl smuggler to get another shot.
I don't. Just a couple more. And then you could put him away for life.
Just a simple PI?
Yeah, simple public intoxication.
Arrested for, you know,
public nudity,
disorderly conduct.
Whatever it is, and then put them away for as long as you can. But let them get to 100.
Let them put in
some effort.
It's like Bama and Bayou.
I need whatever jurisdiction he's in to start doing the thing that he did. Start fouling people on purpose to get him more chances.
Bama out of Bayou. Like he's
arrest
trying
him,
to get to the number.
Release him and let him go back at it.
Like you let him get his number.
And or then, plant something in his pocket.
I don't.
Oh, see, now we don't love that game anymore.
I don't want a dirty cop to be involved.
It's the same as what Washington. It's the same as what Washington did. They were dirty cops.
No,
just
they were triple teaming them at the very end. They didn't want it.
These are love of the game arrests, though.
Sure,
he's doing it for love of the game. It's
Benjamin's
got. Yeah, he's an ethical hooper.
Benjamin's Steakhouse in Midtown offering a cocktail, a hot cocoa cocktail with booze.
Here in Houston?
$1,000 a drink.
Here in Houston?
New York City.
Oh, New York City Midtown. Yeah, that's dumb. That couldn't fly in Houston.
No.
They couldn't fly in Houston.
$1,000 drink. Do you want to try it?
No.
Honestly, I want to know what $1,000 drink.
It's going to take. You're going to be so. Oh, hot chocolate. You're going to be so disappointed.
I don't know.
Like, what? What do you think's magical? What booze is so magical that you think it's going to change everything?
It looks pretty nice. Looks
Versailles good. Velour is the. Oh, it's called that. It's called Versailles Velour. That's the name of the drink. I don't know what they're putting in it, though.
Can't find that. Versailles Velour. Opulent concoction imbued
it's top
with five,
bowl, of course.
What,
five Walla packing prestige spirits, five different alcohols, and it's adorned with a gold leaf.
Yeah, 24-karat edible gold leaf. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Yep, $1,000. I wouldn't mind trying it.
Yeah.
Now, Lance, you got to buy it, but somebody's.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. My wife and I always take our we start taking our post-draft trip to New York. But I promise you that won't happen. I'll promise you that's not happening.
Go. Yeah, well, you need to do it. You need to go to Benjamin's Steakhouse and get it.
Nothing says man of the people like getting a $1,000 drink.
Yep, that's you. All right, we're done. AJ, great job, as always. And Huntington Bank, thank you.
Great
St. Arnold's, thank you. We appreciate you.
We're going to keep on thanking you because we're going to hear all day long. Dell's up next, and you got the wheelhouse. Not the wheelhouse.
The wheelhouse.
Not the wheelhouse.
Wow.
What is it called? No.
We got Locked On Astros.
Yeah, but their name is.
It's called Locked On Astros.
Oh, yeah.
From 12 to 3. Well, they're going to preview.
But his Twitter name is.
Who is it?
Anyway.
It's Brett from Locked On Astros. He's here. Brett.
Oh.
But his Twitter name is.
And Eric.
Like
Brett
that.
And Eric do Locked On Astros. Brett
is
here
right now.
Them.
I've been on their podcast.
Yeah.
So they're going to get you ready for the game today,
George,
12 to 3, and then Joe and Jeremy from 3 to 6.
Jeremy?
All out at St. Arnold.
Wait, no, not Jeremy.
Jeremy's not around.
Can't be. He's got game. Unless he's not doing a game.
When's the game start?
The game starts at 9.
It doesn't matter. He's got to get ready. He's got to get his mind right.
3 hours?
You think Jeremy will be here?
Not here, but he can do it from wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He won't be here.
Yeah.
Hey, is Jeremy going to be here?
Oh, he's going to.
He is going to be here.
Oh, it is.
He works way harder than you, John.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at him.
Well, the game isn't
well,
here.
Well, that ain't that difficult.
Well, still. His I mind, got his mind right for
his
the game.
Mind right?
Did you hear what Craig?
He's going to be talking a lot about this, the game on the show.
Did you hear the way Craig and Ryan Hollins yell and scream and like, you got to, it takes it out of you.
I think he'll be fine.
Okay. It just shows he's a people's champ.
Jeremy Branham's a people's champ.
He's doing something I wouldn't do, that's for sure. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here. Or the Wheelhouse, I forget which one. Next,
no,
right here
no.
on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.